If you're searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, and we are here every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and you can also hear us, as you heard, and also on your favorite podcast platform, and also at our parish website at stanthonyalston.org. So, it is now Ash Wednesday, and I'm sure many of you already have your ashes by now, and of course, that means, by the way, if you have your ashes and you don't normally go to church, you actually made the statement that you're going to start going to church, because that's what the ashes mean. So if the only thing you do on Ash Wednesday, you don't do anything for the rest of the year, is just get ashes, then you're missing the point. And so if you have ashes on your forehead, or if you're going to get them later tonight, please keep in mind that that means that you are going to choose to follow the gospel as best you can. That's what that means. So keep that in mind. And today is a day of fasting and abstinence. And of course, I'm sure you're aware of that. So that means that to eat two smaller meals and one larger meal, the larger meal is not bigger than the two smaller meals combined. You know, don't get lost in the math. Maybe a good way to keep it in mind is have two smaller meals, two one-course meals, and one two-course meal. That actually fits exactly the formula. It sounds more formal than it is, you know, two-course, one-course meal, but it fits the formula. So maybe a smaller meal for breakfast, or actually have your normal breakfast if you have a small breakfast to begin with. Maybe a sandwich for lunch, and then for supper, whatever you normally have, something along those lines. Or maybe for lunch, soup and sandwich. And then for supper, you know, maybe a little smaller than what you normally have. Don't eat in between meals, and there you go. That's Ash Wednesday, and it's really designed as acts of penance. It's also a day of abstinence, as is every Friday in Lent, and some people practice it on every Friday in general because that's the old traditional way, which is fine. And abstinence means not eating meat, so just don't eat meat. It doesn't mean you're required to eat fish. That often is a symbol, eating meat. People will put a symbol of a fish, meaning you can't eat meat, so obviously some people would eat fish, but it doesn't mean you have to eat fish. It means you can't eat meat. So you could have a tuna sandwich, you could also have a cheese pizza. Both are without meat, but that's an ancient practice. And so Ash Wednesday, when you have less food, neither of what you're eating should be meat. However, none of those rules apply if health reasons prevent you from doing that. And take the advice of the doctor over the church. And you might say, yeah, but that father, no, the church would tell you to do exactly that. Take the advice of the doctor over the church, and the church would tell you to do exactly that. So don't worry about that. Your health has to come first. And it all comes down to that same principle you learn every time you get on an airplane, which I don't do that often because I don't fly. But that whole principle, put the oxygen mask on you first before you help another person, because it's not going to do you any good if you're passing out because you don't have any oxygen when you're trying to help the other person. So it's to make sure that if your health is at stake, if you follow any of these rules, then you have to pay attention to your health first. Otherwise, you won't be able to follow any rules. So that's important to keep in mind. And we're talking, as we were yesterday, about what to do during Lent. And this is a great time to draw closer to Christ. And this is what it's for. So we'll talk more about developing good spiritual habits, good spiritual reading, and other practices so that after the 6 weeks, you're drawing closer to Christ. I talked to you yesterday. Do not give up candy for Lent. You actually can if you want, but it has to be something that is done thoughtfully, not as a routine. It's Lent, I give up candy. No, don't do that. And I'm not going to give up candy during Lent just because, well, I don't. And it's really part of that. It's just, well, this is the time I give up candy. No, then you're not putting any thought into it. Put some thought into what you're doing during Lent, and it'll bear much fruit at the end of the season. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL. So I have a suggestion for you. If you ever want to attend Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, you have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass every single Sunday. That's our chanted Mass. That's the Mass where I chant the Mass parts during the Liturgy of the Eucharist, and you respond chanting. It's very good. We even chant the Our Father. So if you're looking for a parish to call home, and you're saying, you know, I'm looking for a parish. I don't have one. I want to start going back to church during Lent. Well, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston. But you may say, well, you know, I'm not going to contribute yet. I'm not going to put anything in the collection. I know it's traditional and stuff, but I'm not going to do it because I don't know if this is going to be my parish. I don't know if I'm going to like what Father Carr preaches. So what I'd like you to do is you're sitting in the bench, you don't want to look like your hands hanging when the collection basket comes around. Just write the word radio on a piece of paper and put that into the collection. That's all. Just write the word radio on a piece of paper, put that in the collection. Now, that only goes for St. Anthony Parish in Alston, doesn't go for any other parish or church. So if you don't currently have a local parish to call home and you want to sit in on a Sunday Mass, this standing invitation is for you. Come on down to St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. You can also find us at stanthonyalston.org. That's stanthonyalston.org. And remember, we are conveniently located just a stone's throw from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike, but don't throw the stone. So we're back, and keep in mind that what Lent is all about, drawing close to the Lord. That's what it is. It's a good time, as it's considered the church's retreat, so it's a good time to think of maybe habits you've picked up over the past year that you want to get rid of, maybe habits that you've had all your life that you want to get rid of. I talked about not giving up candy, but maybe you have discovered that maybe you drink more than you think you should. It's a good time to look into that. I gave up drinking in April of 1980. It wasn't necessarily related to Lent, although it was around the same time. It actually was related to a really bad hangover. But I very rarely drank. I've told you about that before. But what I do like to do is I drink non-alcoholic beer. It's one of the reasons why that whole Bud Light thing, that whole thing that happened with Bud Light, I had nothing to do with it. Because if I am going to drink a beer, which is very rare, and it's only under very controlled circumstances, I'm never going to drink a light beer. That wouldn't make any sense to me. So I usually drink non-alcoholic beer. Well, if you're having trouble drinking, this might be a time to say, well, what if I try this non-alcoholic beer? When they first came out, they weren't all that great. And then they started to improve, and now they're excellent. And so think of that. And there was some, and a lot of times they're designed that if you're sitting at a place, a restaurant, you can order a non-alcoholic beer and it looks like a regular beer, except it's obviously, you know, it's a non-alcoholic beer. You know the brands and everything else. So that might be an idea. And that would be part of your fasting, so to speak. Remember, another word for it is mortification. That would be that giving up thing. I think I'll give up alcoholic stuff. That would be an idea. But give up something that really stands in your way of your relationship with God. So that would be something to give up. And therefore, what you'd want to embrace is something in its place. And that can be anything. You know, one of the things that I'm going to be giving up for Lent is watching YouTube. And it's not that there's anything wrong with watching YouTube. I just don't want, sometimes I'll sit down for a few minutes and just relax and I'll turn on YouTube. So I want to find something else to do. And so I'm going to get into the practice of reading more. Last week when I wasn't feeling well, I had COVID, so I was also in quarantine. I ended up reading the book, Lord of the Flies, which I'd always wanted to read. I knew the story, but I always wanted to read. And I read it from a book, the actual book, which I bought when I was down in Pennsylvania at the best bookstore in the world. Actually not, but it's an excellent bookstore. I'm sure there are great bookstores all over the world. The Midtown Scholar Bookstore. It's an excellent bookstore there in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And it is so good. It gives you directions from cities all over the East Coast, including Boston. It's a 7-hour drive. I was in Pennsylvania anyway. I didn't go there, just go to the bookstore. But so I read the book from a book. I read The Lord of the Flies. Excellent story. And so I'm going to be reading more literature, and also I read spiritual reading all the time. And that's one of the things you want to look at, good spiritual reading. And do that. Spend some time, as Cardinal Sarah says, to spend some time in silence and spend some time in reading, whether it's an ebook or whether it's on an app or whether it's a real book. Consider that and do some good reading, and also magazines, some decent magazines. There aren't that many good Catholic magazines, I hate to say. So I'm sorry to say that, but if you can find one that's really good, check those out. We're going to talk more tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.